Hi, my name's Matt Coyne. I'm the creator of Man vs. Baby and also the author of a parenting book called Dummy, The Comedy and Chaos of Real Life Parenting. I listen to audiobooks for a variety of reasons, but as a parent, I think audiobooks are ideal, they're perfect. You don't have any hands-free ordinarily to pick up a regular real-life hardback book. You can listen to them in the dark. You spend a lot of time in the dark as a parent, so that's quite useful. The last audiobooks I listened to personally were like The Unmumsy Mum, The Unmumsy Mum Diaries, which is, I'm essentially pitching somebody, essentially advertising somebody else's book there, but these parenting books, Boy Made of Blocks, another one I listened to just lately. And for parents, I think they're absolutely perfect. And Dummy is available as an audiobook, and here's a taster.
Every item of clothing is held together with fucking press studs. There are three or four more press studs than necessary, just to make you look like a moron in front of your child, who shows their disapproval by endlessly windmilling. Dressing a windmilling baby is like trying to put a rabbit in a fucking balloon. When you tell them to stay still, they ignore you or scratch their own face. They're mental. I'm thinking of launching a range of baby clothing that's all Velcro, based on strippers' trousers. You should be able to just hold a baby in one hand, the clothes they're wearing in the other, and just separate the two with a satisfying rip. Babies at this age don't look like anyone. But everyone sits around drinking a fuckload of tea and saying he looks like you or he looks like his granddad or whatever. In truth, they all look like Ross Kemp. Well, they look like one of the Mitchell brothers anyway. If you've got an ugly baby, it's Phil. Here's what I'd learnt after the first month. Throughout my adult life, I'd tried to read a book a week or so. I'm not naive. I knew that I'd have less time, so I thought I'd promise myself that I'd try and read a book a month. It's now been a couple of months, and the only thing I've read is a pamphlet on breast pumps. And I've still not got to the end of that. I keep falling asleep during the paragraph on nipple confusion. It is possible to have so little sleep that your balls hurt. Does anyone remember the show Touch the Truck with Dale Winton, before he had his face retrofitted? It was on Channel 5, and basically 8 contestants put their hands on a truck, and the last one to keep their hands on it and stay awake won the thing. Having a baby is like being on Touch the Truck. The only difference is that on Touch the Truck, you were allowed to have a piss and something to eat every 3 hours. And you won a truck.
For more extracts, visit www.soundcloud.com/headline-books.